Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are here with Six Sense Sisters, and I'm Missy.
And I'm Liza.
How's everybody doing? It is Sunday, May 22nd, 2016. Welcome, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well.
Welcome.
And, you know, it's a beautiful Sunday. It's actually my wedding anniversary tonight.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 17 years.
Wow.
You know, and the last three have been great. No, I'm kidding. But we've been together for like 25 years. So, you know, that's how we roll. But anyway, that's beside the point. I hope everyone's doing really well. There's been some shifts in planetary action, if you have not noticed. Mercury is now direct, which you're going to find more energy to actually and more gumption to do things and to accomplish things. We had a full moon. We're full mooning it right now. That's what I call it.
Full mooning it.
We could write a song. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And tonight our show is going to focus on spirit guides, the who, what, and why. What are they? Who are they? And why?
Yes.
And where are they? And how do we contact them? And all of the, you know, whatever you needed to know, we will try to have your answers for you. If you have any questions in regards to spirit guides towards the end of the show, feel free to call in. Our guest number is 773-897-6118. But, you know, of course, prior to that, we have to discuss our lives because that's what we do.
And let's ask everybody Liza wants to know. Everybody wants to know what's going on in our lives.
Let's ask Liza what she was doing at 6:30 this morning. Liza, what were you doing at 6:30
this morning? What was I doing at 6:30 this morning? Well, you know what? It had to be done. So I got up and mowed the lawn at 6:30 this morning. Yes, I know. I don't care if I woke up my neighbors because, you know, they wake me up at like 3:00 in the morning with their loud music or midnight or whatever with their boozing down the street or something. So you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I got up and I mowed the lawn. So neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, neener, neener. Hey, you know what? Liza, you crack me up. Do you know who's in, I think, in Minneapolis tonight, if I'm not mistaken, and who's doing a thing, a full moon story, is Michael Bodine. Michael Bodine, I think.
Oh, okay, Michael. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because Renee's going to that tonight. Our friend Renee is going to go see Michael Bodine, because she sent me a message, and she said, I'm sorry, I can't listen to your show. I'm going to see Michael Bodine. I'm like, I'd go see Michael Bodine.
Yeah, I go.
And for those
Michael
who don't
too.
Know who Michael Bodine is, there's I call it the psychic family, and one of my first teachers, Echo Bodine, her brother Michael is a psychic, but he's the humorous one. He's the funny guy.
He's the humorous
so
one.
So he is doing. I think he's just doing this full moon thing in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken. So, which is pretty cool. Anyway.
Cool.
I digress.
Cool. Anyways, so, you know, we like to talk about our weeks and what we've done. And
what'd you do?
Yeah, what did I do? I just had a few clients here and there. Nothing too eventful. I actually got asked to do my first speaking at one of the workshops. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm actually gonna talk about the divine feminine. So I've got this whole program. I'm not gonna talk about too much because I know some of the girls that are going to be there are listening. So I know you're listening. So I'm not going to divulge too much information, but it's going to be very cool and it's going to be awesome. And I hope that I get asked to speak again.
And when are you doing that? When is that?
June 9th. Yes. It's at one of our polka dot meetings. So
cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was just like truly honored. I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like, it's a no-brainer. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I'm so honored. I'm like, I think this is so cool. So I just kind of, you know, I thought about it and I was just like, oh my God. I'm like, I could totally put something together. And so I've been brainstorming the last, since Thursday about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to present this. And I've got this whole thing going and it's going to be totally awesome and totally cool. So the full moon was yesterday. Releasing, purging, getting rid of everything. And then yes, we are Mercury retrograde isn't direct. So yay. You know, we can breathe again. So
God.
Yeah, my week wasn't too, my dog has one more week to have the cone on his head and then it's off. So I'm pretty excited about that. I know, I'm excited. I'm tired of putting that cone on and off his head all the time.
No, he doesn't like it either, let's be real.
No, he does not like it either. Yes.
Uh-uh. Uh-uh.
He has gotten used to it, but he does not like it. So
no, poor baby.
When I get home during the day, when I get home from work, I take it off and let him have it off of his head. And then, yes. And then once he starts licking on that paw, I put it right back on again. So
yeah.
He doesn't have it off for very long. But anyway. So
at least
enough about me. How about you?
It was good. I've been singing a lot and that's good and helping people. My intuitive counseling services have kind of taken off. Got some clients and, but it's kind of taken off without me going for it. People are just kind of saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. So, and it's actually good. And I am busy. And this week I'm really busy and singing, that is. But basically singing is, you know, for what I do, I'm a funeral singer. I sing a lot of funerals. So I have 4 funerals this week coming up. So I'm sure I will have plenty of stories for you next Sunday as far as who showed up, what they did, what they were telling me, because usually they have a lot to say. And, and I'll never forget this one in particular. She was so happy and that she was dancing around all over the church. Her spirit was just everywhere. And she was in this beautiful floral skirt and she was young and she was so happy. And she was, if I remember correctly, she was in a wheelchair. So the fact that she could run around and dance and she was thrilled. Anyway,
excited. Yes.
Yeah. Very excited. So, but that's my thing. That's what I have to do this week and it's all good. I haven't crossed anybody over this week, so we're good. I'm good. My dog is driving me crazy, but other than that, we're good.
Why is Hoss driving you crazy?
Because he's barking like crazy. If anyone has a cockapoo, please share with me somehow via the chat room or something on the barking thing. He just likes to bark at nothing. He's not barking at nothing. I know that, but when we're outside, he barks at other people. I know he's just talking to them, but he needs to chill it. No, he's crazy.
He's just talking.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't heard it. You haven't seen it firsthand. You'd be like, oh, girl.
I've heard him. Yes.
I know. We should get going here.
We should, because there's actually a lot of material, a lot of stuff to go on. And people are probably wondering, okay, what is spirit guides? What are spirit guides? Well, spirit guides are people who have lived many former lifetimes, paid their karmic mm-hmm. debts, and advanced beyond their need to reincarnate. Many believe that spirit guides are chosen on the other side by human beings who are about to incarnate and wish assistance. So before we come here, before our souls come back and incarnate again, we say, okay, I want you to be my guides as I'm going through this lifetime. And this doesn't even count angels. So this is just strictly spirit guides. Angels have never been human. They have never incarnated as humans. So these are people
Correct.
That have former life, like for instance, Jesus. Jesus is one of my spirit guides. He was incarnated here on earth. So they're, you know, people that have incarnated. Some people believe that your loved ones can't be spirit guides, but I totally disagree
with that.
Oh, that's
not true.
Exactly. I disagree with that. So spirit guides are incorporeal beings that are assigned to us before we are born. They help us, nudge us, and guide us through life. They're responsible for helping us fulfill the spiritual contract that we have with ourselves before we incarnate here. Your higher self helps select these guides who keep us keep us in line, basically, while we're living out our incarnation. So, I mean, kind of keep us, you know, going, you know, nudging us this way, nudging us that way. Some guides will stay with us throughout, you know, will stay with you throughout your whole entire life. And then others will pop in and out, you know, with specific areas, you know, something going on in your life, different goals, you know, something you're trying to achieve. These guys are usually very, you know, they're varying levels of consciousness themselves. So some might be mm-hmm. ascended masters, you know, like I said, such as Jesus. He's one of my guides. I said the other might be your average Joe spirit guy who just happens to be, you know, a master in a certain area. So, you know, if you're kind of struggling with, struggling with depression or something, you know, maybe one of your guides, that was something that they struggled with in their lifetime, and they are nudging you, they nudge you, or they give you different tools and send you different tools intuitively to send you in the directions of, like, maybe a holistic healer or a psychiatrist or somebody who's going to benefit you the most.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes they appear as male or female energy. You know, all in reality, they're just plain energy. So, I mean, they might come to you as a male. They might come to you as a female.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you said that last part. It's all what energy?
It's all energy.
Oh, it's all. That's all you said. It's all energy.
Yep, that's all it is. It's just energy. Yep. So it doesn't matter. Sometimes they'll come as female, you know, come to you as a female. Sometimes they'll come to you as a male. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't, know your guides, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, how to find out who your guides are. You may be the only person that they're guiding too. Or they might have, you know, like a collection of a group, like a panel they might be deceased relatives. Like I said, you know, when it's time for your spirit guides to help you, you know, they'll help you and they'll direct you, you know, and to fulfill those missions that you need to fulfill. So spirit guides can see what's going on in our lives and when it's time for them to actually guide and intervene in specific ways, mm-hmm. several ways they can accomplish this. Guides can arrange meaningful coincidences to help alert you to something you need to see or know about. So pay attention to those little things that are happening. I personally have had signs presented to me sometimes even more than once because, you know, sometimes I'm not paying attention. So it's like if I see it, you know, they always say, you know, third time's a charm. Well, you know, sometimes it takes a third time for me to really get it. And then I hear this, you know, hello, Puddinhead, duh, you know, hello, McFly, you know, pounding on my forehead. And I finally get it. And I'm like, oh, duh, you know, okay, I see it now. Hello.
Yep.
Paying attention to those little signs. If you keep saying the same thing over and over again, it's probably a sign from your guides that's telling you you need to do this or you need to do that or you need to go this way or you need to go that way. So they can poke at you, you know, poke at you in your gut and saying, you know, hey, there's something going on. You need to pay attention to it. You need to follow those feelings. You need to follow it. You know, follow those gut intuition feelings, because, you know, they're probably a good idea. You should be paying attention to those, because it's probably something that's going to benefit you in the long run. Have you ever had that eerie feeling that something terrible is going to happen, but you just couldn't quite put your finger on it? I know I've had that quite a few times. And maybe your guide poking you in the gut. Maybe just, you know, saying, hello, wake up. You know, guides can send us. Oh, go ahead.
No, hello.
Go ahead. I'm jibber-jabbering, so.
No, it's fine. You know, look, they refer to one or more entities, if you will, and they watch us, they teach us, they heal us, they help us. And the communication that we receive through them is telepathic. So it's through clairaudience or clairvoyance. You find it during meditation or dreaming or during possible like a Reiki session. Or just learning how to focus your thoughts to receive messages that you're getting. Some people will call this channeling. It depends on how you look at it. The more you practice this type of thing, obviously the easier we'll get. So how do you find out, A, who your spirit guides are? Now, when I first met my first spirit guide, I never knew her name. And she never told me her name, but I saw her and she was like this blonde, bubbly. I know it sounds just like me, but it's not. This blonde, bubbly, guide, and she was always showing me joy and happiness, and that's what I needed at the time. And then she kind of disappeared, and then I got another woman who was definitely teaching me serenity. And then lately, my constant is Daniel, and he, Archangel Daniel, actually, and he is always with me. In fact, he's with me right now. And he's like, oh, you're talking about me. Yay. He's very, very obnoxious and very funny. Listen, the number of spirit guides one has, you know, it varies within, like I said, within their experiences. So a strongest connection with the aspect of your soul is referred to as your twin flame, which is interesting, which is your dual aspects of a soul. Above and below, if you could think about that, above and below, right? A flame has a lower number, programmed to seek a reunion to feel complete as one. The twin soul refers to your spirit guide, and it remains with you until you rejoin and you leave your physical body. And they may be viewed like, you know, like Liza was saying, it could be physical, it could be non-physical, it could be alien. It's however you perceive them. And they come for a specific purpose, creative abilities, healing issues, spiritual development. And as Liza was saying, they can save you in times of trouble, whereas like an accident or, you know, entering your body or stopping time or anything like that. Liza, didn't you have something once where it was, you almost got into a car accident, but you didn't? That was like 6 months. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty freaky. I was driving home from a polka dot meeting and I was going 55 miles an hour. I mean, I was tooling it down the road and this lady just pulled out. I mean, clearly. And she came, it's like, you know, it's three lanes. So she came all the way across because I was in the farthest lane. And I kid you not, I was like, I do know how I did not hit her. I should have hit her. I mean, it was maybe my guides, my angels. It was something. It was just, I literally felt like I was doing this whole Harry Potter moment where, you know, where he goes through the wall. I seriously went through the median thing in the middle. And I'm like, I have no idea. It was just like, holy smokes. It was freaky, but it was, it was pretty crazy.
You kind of faded out there. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
I heard you. Except.
Oh, I just said it was pretty crazy. Just, because I should have hit this person. I mean, it was like so apparent that I was going to hit her. And I went through, I mean, it was like I was on the other side of the street, but I wasn't. And there were no cars on the other side of the street. I mean, I did not go up on the median. I went through it. It was like, it was not there for a second. So whether or not they made it disappear or what, all I know is that it was not there. So it was pretty freaky. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when they, you know, your guides say you're late for work and you can't find your keys and you're looking for your keys and you can't find your keys. And, you know, it takes you 10, 15 minutes and then you find your keys and you get in your car and you're on your way to work or you're on your way wherever you were in that exact moment that you probably would have, if you would have found your keys and you would have driven at the time that you thought that you were going to, you missed an accident. You know, you come up and you see there's an accident right there where you should have been. You know, that actually reminds me of a story when we had the 35W bridge collapse here in Minneapolis. It was very horrific, very horrific. But I was actually I would have been on that bridge. I would have been the exact time that it went down. I would have been on that bridge. And it was divine intervention. I mean, for some reason, it was raining and it was my son's soccer game. It was a soccer game he was doing. And I was going to on my way to do it and they ended up canceling it and then ended up getting sunny or something. And yeah. And this bridge collapsed and I would have been on that bridge at the time at that same exact moment, I would have been coming home from the soccer game. So I know that was just, you know, divine intervention there too. And it could have been, you know, guides, angels, it could have been any of that, anybody.
Of course.
But just those certain instances, I mean, it's, you know, if you are, you know, you're late to work and you can't get out the door and all of a sudden the phone rings and it's an important phone call. Well, had you been on time and left the house, you would have missed this important phone call. So these little nudges, these aren't coincidences. These little nudges, they're saying, oh, you know, I can't find this and it's lost. Well, it's your guides disappearing it for you. I mean, taking it away.
Well, and also you have to take into consideration, what is your intuition compared to your spirit guides? Is it your intuition that, I mean, there's an argument to be had there, not in a bad way, but saying, what is your intuition for, do you hear him, everybody? That's hard.
I do hear him.
He wants to say hello to the world. So it's, you know, do you want, is it your intuition that guides you to do the right thing, or is it in conjunction with a spirit guide that you probably don't know about that works with your intuition? We, you know, frankly, to be honest, I don't know that answer. And I think it's just a very interesting question. But you know, what I want to kind of gear towards is, well, how do we get in touch with our spirit guides?
Right.
What are the steps we can take in order to find who they are? You know, these are very common questions that we would have, you know, like, what is my guide's name? Sometimes you won't get the name. Like I said, my first guide, I didn't know her name. Then they started spilling them. And you might get their name, but you might not understand what they're saying. How many guides do I have? You could have 40. You could have two. You could have one. and then you want to know, well, why aren't they talking to me? Well, you know, they're not going to talk to you because you have to be willing to communicate with them.
Right.
You have to be open to you can't just like demand them. They're not a genie in a bottle. I will not sing the song. I promise.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
We already did. Yes. Yeah. Help ourselves. Or how can I better communicate with my guys? That's a really good question. It happens every day. You might not even know that your guys are speaking to you or helping you. What, you know, like Liza said, is it your, you know, trust your intuition and you will know if it's your guide speaking to you or not. Have I known my guides in a past life? you know, is this the family connection we were talking about? I know for a fact that my grandmother is one of Jacob's spirit guides and my son's spirit guides. Currently, I don't know of any family member of mine that is a spirit guide of mine. But that doesn't mean that they're not around and they don't annoy the crap out of me because they're all dead and they all annoy me. And then, you know, what other horrible, you know, any other questions like that? If you have any questions, you know, give us a call and we can talk about it. But let's just start with the Hearst. How do I get in touch with my spirit guide? What are the first steps I can take to get us to get me so I can at least open myself up to invite them in to? And that goes straight to meditation. That goes to aligning your chakras and opening that heart chakra and your third eye and just breathing and concentrating on your breath and going in with a trust. And that for a lot of people is very hard to do. Trusting the unknown, trusting who might speak to you. And then if you get this vision and you're like, well, is that real? And, you know, you don't know. So seriously, if you think about it, you know, when it first started happening to me, I was like, are you kidding me? This isn't real. You know, I'll be the first one to admit it. I doubted. And, well, I was so wrong. And I'm glad I was. And they've guided me thus far, you know. So,
you know, too, you can, you know, if you're not sure, and there's another thing that you can do, too, is for their name, try dowsing. And dowsing is when you use your pendulum and you can, it's easy. You could write, you know, the alphabet on a piece of paper and hold your pendulum over it and ask, okay, what's the name of my guide? And have your pendulum tell you what the name of your guide is. That's another way if you're looking for different, you know, looking for their name. You can also, you know, dreaming, actually, you can set those intentions before you go to bed. Say, I would like to meet my spirit guides, or I would like to meet a spirit guide of mine. And set those intentions and see what your dreams are like and see who kind of pops in and out, you know, like Missy said, it's not always this planet. I personally have two Palladian guides. I have a male and a female Palladian guide. The first time they came to me, it scared the bejesus out of me, but because I was like, they're not human.
Yeah. So, and that's pretty shocking, you know?
It is. I was like, who are these people? They're not people. They look like people, but they're not.
Right. So, and you know what's, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it was a very shocking moment. And then when I actually went through, did a meditation, and the one came through again and he said, don't be afraid. This is who we are. This is who this person is. We're here to help assist you in your journey. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I mean, that's fine. But it was just like that initial, like when they first presented themselves to me, and I was like, okay, who are you? I mean, it can be very scary. It really can be scary because you're like, who are these people, or who are these beings that are coming and saying that they're here to assist me and help me and guide me? And I'm like, okay. You don't look human, or who are you? Or I've only read about you, you know. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
It is, but you have to be able to, you know. We've got a friend of mine is in our chat room, and you know she has some really great points. She's also a psychic housewife, and it's our friend Vicky Rose, and you know she had a, she has a great, she's like, you have to try them all. And I think that's a really valid point. And personally for her, she's just journaling and she meditates. She says, hi, Liza, by the way.
Hi.
And, but it's true. So, you know, I think I'm more like Vicky and I are very similar as far as how we contact guides. We've always had that parallel. And it's because I do mostly, like when I'm online in particular, and I am, this is not spirit guide talk, but this is like if I am channeling somebody's loved one, or mm-hmm. if I'm talking through possibly someone's passing through a family member, for some reason, I am able to, by the help of my guides, and this is where it comes in, they help me get the messages across. They open the door for me to talk to spirit. They guide me to the right place, to the light place. I never allow anything dark surround me. And that's also something that I find to be very interesting. You meet certain people who will want to not use their spirit guides for the better good, if you will.
Right.
You know, but I don't want to talk about that because it makes me nervous. So we're not going to. So Nene.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's different types of guides. There's like the great spirit, which would be to God or source. Then there's your higher self, which we've discussed before. Your soul mm-hmm. is having a human experience in our physical body, but it contains the experience of many lifetimes. We've talked about this time and time again. This guide has a wonderful source of wisdom, and it has a better viewpoint. It's also known as that tiny voice inside of you. Tune into your own intuition, which is what we've been saying all along.
Mm-hmm.
Other types of guides, which we're not going to talk about these tonight. We're going to talk about them another time, would be angels and archangels. And I'm not even going to get into that. But when Daniel first started hanging out with me, I don't believe he was considered an archangel. I don't think it was until very recently they made him an archangel, I think. I could be wrong. I have to check on that. And your ancestors. And this is something that a lot of people talk about, power animals or your totem.
I was just going to say that.
Spirit animals.
And we can do a whole topic on spirit animals and guides.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a ton of them. And we are going to later on talk about angels and archangels. So the next couple, I think we just kind of got the next couple episodes will probably be couple shows will be about, you know, angels, archangels, animal spirit guides. Because, I love animal spirit guides. It's kind of my, mm-hmm. not necessarily my forte, but, you know, because I work with animals, I do animal communication too. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, very familiar with animal spirit guides. So, that's cool.
And we even have crystals that will help us get into a deeper meditation.
Yeah.
I had a Reiki session last week with my healer, and she gave me her meditative stone, and holy bazoli, man. First of all, it was awesome. Second of all, I remember barely saying, because, you know, when I go into this meditative state, I don't remember a lot of the things that I say. So mm-hmm. I apologize to her after I'm done to make sure I wasn't swearing. And she always laughs. But what I was seeing was this priestess, and it was Isis.
Mm.
And then we were talking about Isis and things like that. Well, the other day I was pulling a card for the day just because I felt like I needed to. And this is as Eliza knows, this is something I never do.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled the card to see what I needed to focus on. And I pulled the Isis card. Now, if that wasn't validation, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
So that just confirmed everything that we had been working on in my Reiki session. And, you know, those are my guides. Isis is apparently one of my new ones, which is cool. You know, I haven't had a chick in a while. I've been stuck with Daniel for a really long time. Anyway, I digress. But it's, you know, it's interesting how, sorry, got a little bitchy there. You know, we have different guys and how they speak to us and what we need at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if you have any, or do you find your guides? How did you find your spirit guides? If there's a way we can help you find yours, we could probably, you know, talk you through it. You feel free to, you know, you can always send us an email at sixthsensesisters@gmail.com for individual sessions, for finding your spirit guides. We are more than happy to do that. And if you need one-on-one, send us an email anyway. And then either you can go to me or go to Liza, because I'm on the East Coast. Liza's in the Midwest. And, you know, we'd be more than happy to guide you along. But in the meantime, if you want to call in and tell us about your spirit guide, or if you have a question, please do. Our number is 773-897-6118. That's 773-897-6118. And because I feel like I'm like the carpet commercial on TV, 773-897-6118. You know, and when you get a hold of it sounds like you're keeping your spirit guides captive. Vicki just wrote, oh, it's a jingle.
Right.
973897. I want to sing Empire, but I won't. It's a carpet play.
Today.
Today.
Oh, and we have Empire too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Poor Empire guy.
Oh,
you know, enjoy the blessings that your guides can give you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the blessings. They're ready to help.
Here to help and guide us. They are here.
Correctly.
You know, that's the whole thing too, is they, because they used to be human at one time, they have personalities. They have, they can joke around. Like, I mean, I got to tell this one story. I was on my way to work and I was really impatient, and I don't know what I was feeling or why I was feeling so impatient, but I got on the road, I was feeling impatient, and this car pulled in front of me, and I'm just like, really, you know, you pull in front of me and then you slow down. And it just was like, I don't know. It was just kept egging me. So I get out of the other lane and I start going. And a little bit farther down the road, and the same person somehow ends up in front of me and pulls in front of me again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why do you keep doing this? I'm like, this is really making me angry, you know? And so 3 times this happened on my way to work. 3 times, I'm telling you, sometimes it takes me 3 times. And I literally hear, karma's a bitch. And I'm like, seriously? Because I was being so impatient, and I was being like, you know, like, it just was like, oh my God, you're ticking me off. I'm trying to get to work, and you know, you keep pulling in front of me, and why do you keep pulling in front of me? And I'm yelling this out loud. I'm like, you know how impatient I am, and blah, 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 you know? And I'm just like, I'm like, seriously, I'm like, that's just rude, you know? And then I hear laughing. So, you know, I mean,
That could have been Daniel. I might have sent him to you. You just never know, because that sounds
probably
like him.
Probably. I mean, because they have personalities and humor. I have one that thinks he's funny every time he plays. I have this song that I know all the words to, and it's kind of a disgusting song, but I know all the words to it. And every time it's on the radio, I have to play it, and I have to sing it really loud. And for some reason, he thinks it's funny to pull it in my head and make it play in my head. So that's like all I'm singing is this song the whole entire day. I'm like playing in my head. So our guys have jokes. Our guys are funny. You know, they can, you know, they nudge us, they poke at us, they prod us, they tell us sometimes we're ding dongs and wake up, you know, they have personalities. So whereas, you know, angels are different. So our guides have personalities. They used to be people at one time. So they do all these funny things and these quirky things and to get our attention. And
exactly.
Sometimes it sucks. Exactly. Sometimes it's irritating, but they're only here to guide us and teach us lessons. Because I'm sometimes can be very impatient, and I know I'm being taught lessons to be patient.
You are so funny. Hey, listen, Liza, we have a call on hold, so why don't I pop over and see who it is?
Okay.
Hi, this is Tamara.
Hey, Tamara. How are you? This is Missy and Liza. What's going on? How can we help you?
So this is my first time listening to your show, so I don't know exactly how you work, but
about spirit guides tonight. Do you have a spirit guide that you talk to?
I don't know one particular one that I talk to. I definitely talk to something, but I don't know my spirit guide.
Something. And how did you start? I guess the question is, how did you find them, or did they just show up, or do you have a story behind that?
No, I've always been into either regular religion or general spirituality, and so I think I've always just spoken to God or angels or whatever it may be. I think my whole life I've been that way.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And do you have any questions about guides to us that we could help you with?
Well, I mean, I don't know if my guide has a message for me. I've had a heck of a few weeks that have been very, very, very trying. So I don't know if the guides have a message for me. That would be great, because I'm not sure why all the things are happening.
Yeah, you know, things happen to us and we don't know the reason why either. And the thing is, I personally cannot tap into your guide right now. But what I would recommend is go into like a meditative praying state, have some paper next to you with a pencil or a pen or whatever, and just concentrate on, you know, what is going on in your life that's trying. And think about how to resolve or make it one step better. And open your heart up and open your mind up. And I bet you 10 to 1, you will get some guidance in that direction and write it down. And it might not make sense to you at first. You know, let's say they tell you banana. I mean, that makes no sense because it's a random word. But I really like a banana anyway. But it would... it might make sense to you later, or it might lead you to like, you'll be doing something and then the word banana comes up or something, but it will lead you to probably the right path as to they're guiding you towards what you need to be doing to resolve your situation or just to make it easier for yourself. Just one, you know, one day at a time. Or we get so, Tamara, we get so anxious and we think everything has to be done in 3.4 seconds. And these guides don't know time.
Nope.
And,
time doesn't exist.
Absolutely. And so, you know, if you want an answer right away, there's a reason you might not be getting it. And that's when you have to take that daily time for yourself. And sit, even if it's for a couple of minutes, you know, sit down and really, and tell everyone to leave you alone. And just seriously, go in the bathroom and shut the door and lock it. That's what I do. And just breathe and just close your eyes and focus on your heart and open your heart up and to receive. And I'm just going to say this just because of what I'm feeling. And it's not, you know, read Sunday. Or else I would totally say something. But I will tell you this, is that you're afraid to open it up. And you need to take the time for yourself to do that. And I think once you do that, Tamara, you're going to find that your guides are totally there to assist you and to help guide you to the next place you need to go or the next step you need to take. And to trust them. Okay.
You know, on the energy, you know, Tamara, the energy the last couple of weeks have been really crazy. You know, because we're Mercury retrograde was going on, and then we were still had three other planets in retrograde with it. So there's a lot of chaos going on. So it's only logical that a lot of us have just been we just have so much going on. We're just like, oh my gosh, I can't even concentrate. There's just so much extra energy and all this stuff going around. So, you know, now that Mercury retrograde is over, this Yay! Is a good time for Yay! For you to, yeah, do that. Sit in a meditative state, even if you have to go in your car and drive down the street or something to a park or something. You know, even if you have mm-hmm. to do it in your car, just sit, kind of sit in your car and ask and say, okay, I need some guidance. I need some, you know, some, you know, understanding direction of where I need to go, or I want to know who you are. And it'll come. It'll come. No doubt about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, ladies.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're so
it.
Welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome, Tamara. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a
no
good
problem.
Night.
Thanks. Okay.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, and that's interesting because if you take the time, if you take the time to open up and let guides in,
mm-hmm.
It can be very an eye opener.
Yeah, it can.
You know, for instance, my bestie has a spirit guide, and was a former, you know, was her best friend growing up, and passed away, and for some reason her spirit guide feels the need to talk to me, and mm-hmm. but she has always been there for my best friend, and she continues to be there, and she is a character, and she is really, really funny, but then again, flip of the coin, and she'll be just there, and we can always feel her when she's around, and she travels a lot to help other people within her family and within she checks on people. She's one of those checkers, you know. But you know, so it's amazing how you find your guides in this particular lifetime. So
right.
And I digress.
I digress.
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you know if you're imagining these things? You will know, you know, does it, you know, when you're getting these messages, does it resonate with you? Do you feel like it's coming from them and not you? Does the advice make sense to you? Are you getting the results when you're listening to their counsel? Do they appear the same way every time? You know, if you answered yes to any of those, you're more than likely you're on the right track and you are talking to your guides. And yeah, you digress. I digress. No,
you're so funny. Oh my God. It's not even like 9 o'clock and you're talking in your low voice. What's up with that?
You know, I've had a lot of them come through in meditation works for me personally. A lot of them come through in dreams. Sometimes I'm just out and about and hey, they're there. And I'm like, oh, hey, hi, how you doing? You know? Journaling. I know we talked about journaling, you know, writing down questions that you want to ask your guides and wait to see if something comes up. You know, what answers do you get? You know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Usually the mm-hmm. first thing that comes to your mind is likely the answer. You know, do the meditation, visualize yourself going into a garden or a forest and ask your guides to appear before you, sit with you, chat with you, see what they say to you, you know, and in that connection, you know, that connection will become stronger and the information that you will get will become more accurate and applicable in your life. So, I mean, it might start out slow, so it's okay. It's not, you don't want to be bombarded right away with all this stuff. I mean, you want to take it gently and, you know, ask one question at a time and see what the answer is and don't, you know, cause it can get very, very overwhelming, you know, for instance, you know, when you say, okay, I mean, at the one point where I was like, okay, I need to be true to myself and I need to be who I am and who I am as a medium. I've been a medium since I was 5 years old. And I just said, hey, I'm going to open the floodgates. Well, you know what? That wasn't the best answer because when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's like 50 people sitting on the foot of your bed, you're like, hello. this is kind of scary. So, you know, don't necessarily open the floodgates to to saying, okay, I want it all now. You know, take your time and, you know, ask one question here or there. So when you're dreaming, you know, a lot, sometimes it's easier when people, you know, you set those intentions before you go to sleep to do, to meet them in your dreams. Because in dreamland, you know, we can do everything. We can do anything. So anything's possible. So you won't necessarily be bombarded by a lot of energy and a lot of stuff coming at you. So that works. That works for you too. Or, you know, always ask a psychic. You know, you can always contact me or Missy. You know, Missy's on the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest. You know, you can always look us up and, you know, pose a question. Yeah. Pose a question to us or ask us for assistance and, you know, and guidance. That too, guides aren't necessarily incorporeal. They are sometimes, we have human guides. There are people that put in your life. You know, we didn't even talk about that. We have people that are put in your lives, actual people, physical humans that are your guides as well.
I might have to break into Wicked soon. You better watch out.
I've heard it said.
Anyone wants to sing the duet with me, call in. I'm in.
But
not kidding.
It's, you know, we have human guides as well. You know, some people call them earth angels. You know, there are earth angels. When you have that one person that comes into your life at just the right moment, just that exact second that you truly need somebody, and it seems like they have all the answers for you, or they're just there for you, and they give you that right advice, and they set you on this new path, and they, you know, they help you forge through all of your guck and your muck and whatever's going on, or whatever decision you need to make, or they're always there for you. So yeah, you certainly have human guides.
Right. You know, it's funny. I was with a friend of mine once, and she looked at me, and this is going to sound freaky. She looked at me, and she shook her head. I said, "What's the matter, Tracy?" She looks at me. She's like, "Okay, you, like, had wings on the back of you." I'm like, "Shut up. Are they sparkly?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, I don't want them. I don't want them." You know what, though, Liz? I want to talk about, as you said, people in your life, that have become a spirit guide to you.
Yes.
I want to go back.
I've been told that I have wings too, so that's pretty cool. We both have wings.
Yeah. Right. We could fly away. So, woo. But I want to go back and I want to talk about Cindy, who is my bestie's spirit guide.
Cindy.
She's around and she's probably like flipping me the bird right now because she's funny like that. She's very sassy. She's like, "I can't believe you just said that." But she talks to me all the time and for me to get messages to my bestie. And so here's the deal. So the story is this, which is, I think, is an important story to share, and it might register with some people. When she was younger, she got a disease and she needed to have transplant. But she died young and there was a reason for it. And that was to help my bestie through things, to go through things in life that would be difficult for her to deal with and to guide her. And like we were talking about before, and this was all decided before, you know, before we all returned, and we have discussed that before. But she has been there. I think the first time that she talked to me was, oh my gosh, like 5 years ago, I think. And it was very strange because I could see her move around in my friend's house, but I was in my house because I astro project and I can see her where she moves. And I would like text her sometimes and say, "Hey, you know, Cindy's on the stairs," or, "Hey, are you on the couch?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm knitting." I said, "Yeah, Cindy's right there." She goes, "I knew I felt her." But this would go on and on and on. And you know, she's just, I don't know. I think the reason why I like her so much is because she's sarcastic and funny, but also that she's young. I have Daniel, who's my guide, and he's young, but I have other ones that are older. And I think, you know, and you feel their, I want to say age, but there's no age, you know, but you feel their,
I guess, experience.
You feel the young energy, the young,
yeah.
the young-like energy, yes. The youngness
yeah.
of it. Their personalities are very vibrant and young, and, yeah, it's not necessarily an age.
You know,
it's just energy
exactly.
that you're feeling, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But Cindy's very, very cool. She always wears Converse sneakers.
I love Converse sneakers. I was just wearing mine
right.
the other day.
Of course, I have sparkly silver ones, but that's beside the point. Oh, yeah. I do.
So cool. So cool.
That's right. Hey, if you want to call in, we've got some people in the chat room as well. If you want to ask us a question, please do right away. I'm right here. I'm with you in the chat room. And if you want to give us a call, 773-897-6118. We are talking about spirit guides, the who, the what, and the where. We are almost done with our show for tonight, but, you know, we are around for a question if you have one or two. And like I said before, if you wish to, you know, contact us to help you with, you know, finding your spirit guide if you need assistance, you can find us at sixthsensesisters.com. You can also send us a message on our Facebook page. You can PM mm-hmm. us on our Facebook page. We are on Twitter, and we're not on Instagram.
No,
Instagram
is because it's another
media
that we need to keep track of.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have time for that crap.
We got time for that.
Time for that crap. But if you take the time, this is your assignment. If you're listening, I'm giving an assignment. Ooh, she put her teacher hat on.
We got our teacher's hats on. You guys are getting an assignment.
Give yourselves 2 to 3 minutes a day to sit. And your kids cannot bother you. Your husband cannot bother you. Your partner cannot bother you. Your dog cannot bother you. And yes, Hoss is asleep on the bed.
Have them all sit with you. Do it all together.
Oh, no.
No,
quiet
no,
mommy
no.
alone
okay,
time.
Fine.
Not for me.
Okay,
maybe
fine.
For you.
Alone
I don't
time.
Know.
But, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you could do it
no,
alone.
No, because there would be laughing.
Okay.
In my house, there would be giggling and laughing. And Haas would just bark. So, but find that alone and just sit and really open up your heart and open up the heart chakra and try to just receive. Don't force it. If nothing comes, you're not ready for it, but you have to take the time and know with constant practice, which is what we say, every week about meditation, that it will help you. It will guide you. It will lead you in the way you're supposed to go for now. And it might be a small move. It's not going to be anything, you know, a volcano or rupture like. Unless it's like a volcano cake, which I enjoy, the chocolate with the, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever had that?
Well, because I'm gluten free, you know.
Oh, whatever. I can't talk to you. I'm sorry.
Well, they made it gluten free. They could.
Our former co-host Liza. I'm sorry. What?
Hey.
No, I'm kidding. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I
you could never get
talk.
Rid of me. You love me too much.
Yes. This is a great question.
Oh, got a question. Cool.
This is from online user Love Is Everything. First of all, love your name there. That's terrific. Great question. In all of our spiritual journey, will we become spiritual guides or angels? You know, like a promotion. Great question. We can hope to be promoted. You know, everyone has a different path. If you're a guide here on Earth, more than likely you will get the promotion once we go on to the next portion of our journey. But I think so. I think we are assigned to everybody, just as Cindy was assigned to my best friend when they were young. She left this plane to help her. And I think it's something where, you know, like this, the contract that they signed when, you know, before their souls were incarnated on this planet. That through many lifetimes, they've helped each other. That's a terrific question. And we just love your name. Love Is Everything. Yay. I say that all the time. Because at the end of the day, it's all about love. Love, love,
yes.
love, love. 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 Okay. Anyway, well, thank you for your question, and we appreciate that. But here we go. Liza, it's that time of night where my voice drops 15 octaves.
Time of the night where our voices go really low and we sound like operators.
I can't. Yeah, that's it. I'm not even touching that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Hello. How are you?
I can't control her. I'm so sorry. I know. It's so sad. Thanks to everyone who called in, who listened.
Yes,
we had a bunch of people listening. Thanks for popping in the chat room. We are going to continue the conversation about guides, and we will talk about angels and archangels and how they might differ from spirit guides. And we'll keep getting and moving this conversation forward. So please join us next Sunday. And 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You have been hanging out with Sixth Sense Sisters.
Yes.
We
Missy
wish you,
yes.
Missy and Liza. You wish you peace, love, and coffee. So, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Peace, love, and coffee.
Peace,
oh
love,
yes,
and coffee?
I did. You know it.
I would say peace,
all
love,
right.
And hair grease.
Yeah. Narcy.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All righty then. She's lost her mind.
I have not
good.
Lost my mind. Whatever.
Oh, she didn't lose it. No, we both lost our mind. We're going to go sing show tunes now. Okay.
Yeah, we are going to.
Yeah, we are. You know it. All right, everyone. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
And have a wonderful week. Mm-hmm. Love to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sixth Sense Sisters here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You can also find us on www.sixthsensesisters.com, on Facebook, Sixth Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza, and we are on Twitter, Sixth Sense Sisters. And our individual sites as well, Fantastic Empathic and The Empathic Connection. All on Facebook. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk to you next week. Peace out.